This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Francis on Thursday issued a motu proprio making the criminal laws adopted by the Pontifical Commission for Vatican City State applicable also within the Holy See. We spoke to canonist Monsignor David Yeager about the change in the law.
The motu proprio is part of a complex of legislative provisions that have been made public today and that concern the legal judicial system in penal matters of the state of Vatican City. It's not part, but it is, according to direct papal motu proprio. The other provisions by delegated legislative authority by the government of the state of Vatican City itself, update the penal legislation of the Vatican City State. It must be understood that because of the extremely limited geographical extent of the Vatican City State and of the kind of activity that can go on there, and of the fact that this is a unique state without any native population, its population being people who work for the Holy See or the Vatican City State itself and associated institutions, or who did work and their family members were applicable, it was not thought invent a whole new body of laws for it at the time. And mostly it took over the contents of Italian penal law. At the time, the Vatican City State in its present form was established in 1929. However, Italian penal law, like that of all Western countries, has developed, evolved, changed over the decades to respond to the changes in reality, in society and in the world. And these changes are not received automatically. So for any changes to be made in the old Italian origin laws enforcing the Vatican City State, specific legislative measures are in order. And some were promulgated in the past, and a whole bunch of them have been made public today. Some of them adapt the concepts and procedures to those that modern states usually have, and many other ones receive into the penal legislation of the Vatican City State norms that are made necessary by a host of international multilateral treaties with which the Holy See itself and the Vatican City State have become parties over the years. In many cases, they really have no practical application. I mean, some of these laws deal with financing terrorism. They are about pursuing anyone who tries to finance terrorism. Well, nobody seriously thinks that this is or can ever be an issue in the Vatican City State. But since the Holy See has seen fit, of course, to join the international conventions, it is fitting also as an example to all other states that join the conventions to give the conventions teeth in the internal legislation. So there is an exemplary function here, I think, in a particular way. At the same time that this internal legislation of the Vatican City State as such in penal matters is being made public, is being promulgated, the most appropriate, as you say, appears to introduce a substantial development that I think we jurists have yet to study very deeply, because it extends, it appears to extend the criminal jurisdiction, the penal jurisdiction of the Vatican City State over personnel and indeed entities of the Holy See and associated with the Holy See that are not part of the Vatican City State as such. In other words, the Vatican City State is to exercise secular penal jurisdiction over the ecclesiastical side of the Holy See, and or rather persons and entities that form part of it or are associated with it in a variety of ways. This is certainly news. And it will mean that we have to study this very deeply, and both in the sense of the in the theoretical sense and in the practical sense, how this can be applied in practice, because of course. Even the most of the offices of the Holy See and the vast majority of personnel serving in the Roman Curia are not resident in the Vatican City State. And as I say, this is something to look at very deeply. Of course, part of it, no doubt, is also the fact that the party to most international multilateral conventions is the Holy See rather than the Vatican City State as such. And apparently it has been thought, and Archbishop Mamberti explains that in his presentation of the new documentation legislation today, that the Holy See as a party to the conventions should itself, within its own organization, give teeth to the provisions of those conventions that have or may have or rather should have penal law expressions as well. So there is here a question of being seen to be not only being consistent with the conventions that the Holy See has its party to and has endorsed morally, being consistent with that commitment, and thereby again pursuing, furthering the moral and spiritual mission of the Holy See that calls upon all state parties to be consistent with all of their obligations under multilateral international treaty instruments. So you might say that this is part of the moral and spiritual witness of the Holy See on the international scene. Moreover, it is a very clear and proclamation of the fundamental principle that the Holy See is in the international arena a sovereign subject, albeit a unique kind of sovereign subject, and that its sovereignty does not depend on the Vatican City as such. And so if we are a sovereign subject, and the Holy See is a sovereign subject, and has a sovereign legal system, then it should use this sovereignty to the full in enforcement within its rather broad as well as deep apparatus of the norms that it calls upon all states to observe. So I think this is a very significant witness to this fundamental doctrinal point about the sovereignty of the Holy See. These are very first impressions upon having just seen the text, and I'm sure they will now be the object of deep study and reflection by both canon lawyers and civil lawyers in many countries and indeed throughout the church.